This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Swung on, blasted high in the air to right. Marte looking up, and that ball is gone. Kyle Schwarber with a towering home run back in his home state of Ohio. A two-run shot for Schwarber, his 42nd of the season. And it's 4-1 as the Phillies come alive in the eighth.
Number 42 last night for Schwarber put the Phillies in a comfortable position to win that game. By the way, Schwarber now 42 home runs through 118 games. Ryan Howard, 06. 41 home runs through 118 games, as Schwarber could become the Phillies' all-time single-season home run king. And, of course, Hugh, we're just a couple months away from the postseason, and then a month after that is the offseason, where we know Kyle Schwarber is trying to be a free agent. And, look, I thought they should have got this done in the offseason. I thought they should have got it done in spring training. They didn't, right? And now we're dealing with the reality where he's going to go to free agency. I recognize this. But, Hugh, I've noticed something, and I don't like it, and I have to point it out. I love Schwarber. I mean, you could count on one hand the times I've criticized Kyle Schwarber. He's one of my favorite players in baseball. He's one of my favorite players in Philadelphia. Like, I love him.
The way you say but it, I don't like
it. I don't like it, okay? So when he's asked about his impending free agency, I understand it's a business, okay? I understand he's not signed after the season, and he has to say, he's a free agent. I'm not telling him to have undying loyalty to the Phillies and say, I'll never play anywhere else. I get he's got to market himself. But I want you to hear this last night. So at the All-Star game, Kyle Schwarber was asked by a reporter from Cincinnati about the idea of going back to play in his hometown. And he didn't dismiss the idea, and he kind of talked about how, one day he might like to play in Cincinnati. So that was about a month ago. Now let's hear this. This was last night after the game. Once again, they're in Cincinnati being asked about, maybe the Reds in free agency. Here is Schwarber.
So Kyle, you were asked at the All-Star game about your future, and a lot of people made a headline about Cincinnati and your connection. Do you have a lot of friends who are saying, Kyle, man, just consider the Reds next year?
Oh, I mean, it was funny. Yeah, it was, I think Gordon for that one. But he asked the question, just if things don't work out, would you ever think about Cincinnati? I mean, absolutely, right? That you grew up watching the team, and you know who wouldn't want to play for a hometown team? But there's so many different aspects that go into free agency and everything like that, and especially where you're playing at now and how you feel like you wanted us keep winning with the group here. But there's unknowns, there's a business, and whatever happens. But I think, if you ask the childhood Kyle that, why wouldn't you want to come play for your hometown team?
There's a but, there's unknowns, whatever happens. Young Kyle, hometown team. Hugh, I don't love this. You know what I want to hear him say? I want to hear him say, I'm a Philly and we're trying to win the World Series. That's it. He doesn't have to rip the Reds. He doesn't say anything bad about Cincinnati. I know where he's from. But I don't need him to, he's flirting with the Reds there.
This is what happens when you allow the contract to go without having any conversation to go like this. I mean, I hear what you're saying. Now, initially, when this was framed, I thought the question was asked to him, what would childhood Kyle do?
Well, he kind of got there.
He got there. And I get that. And, you know, he probably played a lot of games in that stadium. You know, being from Middletown, Ohio. Mm-hmm. Middletown's not that far away, about 40 minutes away. So I get it. But he's probably feeling some kind of way about the fact that, you know, and I'm recklessly speculating. I don't know. I don't know if the Phillies have said anything to him. But if he's having the type of season that he's having and nobody's talked to him about a contract, he might feel a little slighted.
He might, but I'm feeling slighted.
Well, you should have got the contract.
Well, now. I'm not in control of the contract.
I'm just saying it was you and your cohort.
Me?
That was, well, you know, I'm throwing you in there with Kyle.
No.
Was
like, I wanted to sign him the whole time.
Kyle was like, make him wait.
Well, then blame Kyle.
Make him wait.
That's fine. I just don't love this. Like, in 2002.
I don't care what he wants. Hey, just make him wait.
2002, Hugh Douglas and the Eagles, you're trying to win a Super Bowl. And you're from Ohio. And if someone said to you after a game, what about the Browns or Bengals in free agency? Well, as a kid, I'd like to play there.
And I would have been like, seriously?
Well, you might have been. But I would have been annoyed if you said, you never know. We'll see what happens.
The Reds, come on.
Trying
now.
To win a World Series.
Let's be honest. The Cincinnati Reds hit different back in the day. When Kyle was coming up.
No, I know, but it's the principle of it. Why can't he just say, I'm
it's
a Philly? I am a Philly. We're
because
trying to win the World Series.
They allowed him to get to this point
course,
where he's feeling some kind of way.
Of course you're defending this.
I'm not defending it.
It's because you're both
saying,
Ohio guys.
I'm just saying, this is what happens when you don't pay that man his money.
How did the surprise Kyle he's defending this? You were growing up,
you. See? I knew he was going. I was wondering why he didn't say nothing when I took that shot. Well, you know what, Kyle? To be honest, since we're here, it was a tax-free state. How did that work out for me?
Everyone knows why you went to Jacksonville. The money.
It was a tax-free state.
Kyle, I can't do the Schwarber flirting with the Reds thing anymore.
Well,
this is twice
now. I got to tell you, I'm not worried about the Reds at all. The Reds are not going to overpay Kyle Schwarber. Why are we worried about the Reds? Like, I think what would have to happen is the Phillies really lowball Schwarber. And the Reds and nobody else wants to pay him that huge price. And then the Reds swoop in and say, well, you know, if you're getting lowballed, come play for your hometown team. And then he would do it. Like, I don't think he's taking a hometown discount to play for the Reds. Mm-mm. I'm not worried about that. Like, Nick Castellanos came here and trashed the ownership and the organization. And every time anything comes up that I see Kyle Schwarber talking about the Reds, a bunch of Reds fans swarm and go, we're not going to pay him that money. Everybody knows that the Reds are not a threat to pay this guy.
I would say probably not, though they're not paying anyone on that team. It's a pretty cheap roster.
Right.
They could probably sign someone.
What does that tell you?
But sometimes, when
do they ever pay anybody?
You're right. But sometimes, they've had some guys. I mean, they paid Votto back in the day. Like, they usually have one or two guys that pay decent money.
But
they're
paying
no
one.
They
paid the most money to, like, a top free agent?
Votto. Okay. Oh, I don't know who a free agent would be. But, right.
That's
I understand they're a small market team. They don't pay much.
I'm not worried about
Maybe
it.
You're right. That's fine. I don't want Schwarber flirting with them anymore. Can't he just say I'm trying to win a World Series of the Phillies? It's a little too chummy.
But he is at a stage where
chummy.
He does, like, hold on. He kind of does need to take a hard stance with this negotiation, right?
Now,
like,
you're defending him, too?
Well,
I'm shocked.
But, I'm not defending. I just understand it. Like, what's he going to do? Say, like, please, like, I only want to be with the Phillies. Like, that knocks out all of the leverage that he has.
I'm focused on the season. I'm not asking him to say I'm a Philly for life. We have a World Series to win, and he's talking about childhood Kyle. I'm worried about 32-year-old Kyle getting to 60 home runs and getting a World Series here. I just don't love it. It makes me uncomfortable. I'll just put it that way. I'm jealous of the Reds right now and the fact that he's talking about them, and I'm uncomfortable. And I'm okay to admit that. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Mike in Conshohocken. Mike.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's up, Mike?
What's up, Mike?
So I was doing my fantasy last night, and I brought it up to Kyle, and I said, you know, the lowest Jalen Hurts is ranked of any expert in sport. And he brought up, well, it's just because of the tush push. And that was a good point. And since we got off and I'm now on, I rethought. But think about it. It's the total package. Are we not a run-first offense?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Yes.
Feels that way.
They are, yes.
Okay. And you mentioned, like, oh, you didn't have 4,000 yards passing, but for a run-first offense. But if you remember after the Super Bowl, I told Hugh to bet more than a dollar on his parlays. You know what I mean? Because I had a parlay with
Excuse me, sir. I bet $2. It's a $2 parlay.
Yeah, he's doubling the one, yeah.
You went a little crazy. I get it. We had Hurts. I bet a parlay of Hurts and Smith and another one of Hurts and Brown. And why would I have the confidence in that? Maybe it is the tush push on the Hurts part, but it's also confidence in his passing, because Smith and Brown aren't going to be part of those parlets unless they get the ball. They're only getting it from one guy. So he's all around. And then you also got to think, as a runner, he's an RB2 in a game almost. You know what I mean?
Well, he is. So I just want to say this about the fantasy thing. So I understand your point, and it does show his all-around ability, right? He's a big threat on the ground. He's like, I think he's probably up to 50 or 60 rushing touchdowns in his career. Or close to that. He has an enormous amount of... But fantasy is different, Mike, than real life. Like, in fantasy, Justin Fields may end up starting on fantasy teams this year because he's going to run for 800 or 900, 1,000 yards as a quarterback. Justin Fields stinks. And then Jalen's good. I'm saying, fantasy aspect, if you can run as a quarterback, you get bumped up. Like, it doesn't mean he's the fourth best quarterback because he's the fourth best fantasy quarterback. You know, that's the only thing I would say to that.
I get that, but Justin Fields isn't ranked number 3-4. You know what I mean?
No, because he's not very good, but he might end up on people's fantasy teams if he starts all year for the Jets because he can run. That's all. All right, Mike, you want a Hugh Douglas trivia question for a potential spot in our league here?
You got it.
All right, here we go. All right, I think this one's a layup here. Let's see if Mike Conchahawkins getting it here. What was the name of the Bucs quarterback that Hugh sacked at the vet during the 2000 wild card game?
Tampa Bay Bucks quarterback wild card game. You sacked them. I'm
fumble.
Going to
recovery
say
by the Eagles.
Jameis Winston.
What? It was not Jameis Winston, Mike. We appreciate it.
Holy crap.
Yeah, I mean, Jameis Winston was drafted 15 years after that game, so I could see the confusion.
No, I can see the correlation, though. Yeah. It's okay.
Is there really?
I can't.
He's a Bucs quarterback.
How old do we think Jameis Winston was when Hugh got that strip sack?
Well, five.
He's a young cat.
Hmm. Okay. 5 years old.
You said, do I really see the correlation? No, not really.
I mean,
I don't. I don't know how you could.
Other than they're both Bucs quarterbacks.
I mean, I'm sorry, Mike. Mike's a great guy, but that was an awful guess.
He's a great guy.
It was really bad.
Gotta love our
once in a while when we do trivia type of stuff, I do see what happens during Beat the Hammer.
What
I think people choke. That's not a hard question. I think if Mike rethinks his answer, he would say, maybe he wouldn't have gotten it correct, right? That's okay. Because the Bucs had a few quarterbacks in that era that you played against. But he wouldn't have answered Jameis Winston if he could calm himself down and think again. Jameis Winston is still in the league. Hugh played, he was drafted in the 90s.
Yeah.
There's no way it's the same guy.
Yeah, the moment got to him, man. That was
the moment got to him. I get it. I like Mike, but the moment clearly got to him. All right, 215-592-9494. You know, once in a while you see the phone and you see our board here with different names, and sometimes people get bumped up to the front because I want to talk to them, and as Hugh looks at me, Skip and Claymont, Skip!
Are we talking to Claymont? Well,
hey, hello guys, hello you, hey. How do you do? Woohoo! Hey, by the way, I have a piece of Hugh Douglas trivia. I don't know if the listeners know this or not, but he's got a very attractive size 16 boot. Watch out!
What?
All right, Skip, weird. What's on your mind today?
Oh, here we go.
What do you got?
I have a special announcement to make.
Whoa, all right, what's going on? Skip has a special announcement. What is it?
All right, I'm announcing today that on Saturday, August the 23rd, our Homeowners Association, Claymore Arms, is having its inaugural pickleball tournament.
Wow, okay.
Pickleball.
Yeah, pickleball tournament. That's,
pickleball. I don't know what's pickleball. On my mind. Pickleball.
I don't know what
pickleball.
He was talking about.
All right, so that's big news. So that's the development, I guess, where you live with Hugh. Do you play pickleball? Or?
No, I'm very excited. I'm not exactly a good pickleball player. I haven't really played at all, but I need a partner, and I was hoping that my favorite Eagles Wall of Famer would be my pickleball partner.
No, that's not going to happen. No, that's not going to happen.
But last week I heard that Dr. Karp was suggesting you spend more time in your community, and he's very concerned about you.
And he also suggested I start smoking cigarettes and buy a motorcycle. But I wasn't going to do either one of those, so no, I'm good. I appreciate the offer, though. Thank you so much.
I am concerned. You opened the show hazy and lazy. I'm worried about your focus, and I wanted to help you.
Well, yeah. It was a little hazy out here, but now the weather's starting to clear up a little bit. But no, Skip, I appreciate the offer, but no, I'm not going to do no pickleball.
Do you play pickleball?
No, I don't.
Well, let's try it. Come on, you and me together. I love real pickles, and so... Yeah, maybe I'll like pickleball. What do you say? Pickleball.
No, I'm good. I mean,
all right, Hugh, why not? Why not? It sounds like pickleball.
Why don't you play, Joe?
I have played pickleball, but I'm not invited, and it's your community with Skip. I think it'd be good for you, actually.
I don't want to go. You'll be
a great partner, you being a former professional athlete. They'll bring a certain cachet to our tournament. It'd be tremendous. We can practice together. I'll bring the balls. You bring the pickle. Woohoo!
Oh, no, that's a lot.
Oh,
that's a lot. No, I'm good, but I appreciate you though. I really do.
You're not. Come on, have a little fun. Peter Piper picked a pack of pickle peppers and the pack
that
of
that right there makes it
Peter
hard for
pick.
Me to have fun.
Come on, you can get behind that, can't you?
Nah,
I think
you can't. Just a little.
Hugh, I think this will be good for you. I think this would be good for you and the show.
No, I'm good. I appreciate you though.
You're in the development. See. You need to get involved. We could practice together. I could stretch you out beforehand so you don't pull anything.
It sounds like, I guess, fun. I mean, how many teams are in the tournament, Skip?
So far, it's Mr. and Mrs. Dilworth in 315. They call themselves the Big Dills. The top seed is Sam and Selma in 206. They play pickleball all winter long. They think they're hot schlitz, but we can knock them off. Can't wait to send those snowbirds back home. And the next pickleball pair is, they're called Jerkins Merkins. They wear toupees down low. And Jerkins then, of course, Crystal, the condo floozy, she's teamed up with Slow George. We're calling them the snot bag and the hoe bag. But listen, if we win, maybe you and I, we could play Decameron Fritz in pickleball. They seem to suck at everything. We'd whoop up on them. They look like a couple losers.
That sounds like a great idea, Skip, but I don't think I can play.
Come on, Hugh. I think it's a good idea.
I don't think I can do it.
Well, listen, Kyle tells me that you enjoy your cannabis. I take pot, too.
You take...
All right, hold on. Skip, that's probably enough here.
I don't even know where to go with this.
I've never officially smoked a marijuana cigarette, but I've smoked a lot of pipes. I'm sure that you may have a pipe I could borrow.
Okay, all right. Time out. It's a family show, Skip.
It's a peace pipe,
Sorry.
I mean, the Guardians and the Commanders. I was in the pipe and drums. With the corn cob pipe and the button nose. I do love when you say slather Vaseline all over me.
All right, that's enough, Skip.
And
more than enough.
Slather Vaseline on me.
Thanks a lot, Kyle. That right there.
You can park your big truck in my garage anytime you want.
I got to hang up. I got to hang up. Drop the call. That's enough. We let him go a little too far. That's
that was
on
a
me.
Lot of innuendo there.
Yeah.
And you want me to play pickleball with this man.
I think it might be good for the show.
I don't think so. It's a lot.
I what Dr. Karp last week said, it'd be good if you got out in the community. And Skip he also heard said that.
It would be good to get a motorcycle, yeah. Which I'm not going to get.
That could be good, too.
Just ride it slow.
Yeah, who rides a motorcycle?
You're not going to park your big truck in Skip's garage?
I'm definitely not parking my truck in his garage.
Oh, goodness gracious. Nick in Hillsborough is up after whatever that was from Skip. Hey, Nick.
Yo, I thought that was actually a real caller for a minute. That had me rolling. That was crazy.
Crazy's a good word for it, Nick. I agree with that. Nick, what are you thinking today?
Hugh, what's up, buddy?
Yes.
Are you tired from being up late last night?
Why? What happened?
I was curious. Did Regina get back to you or what?
Regina?
You forgot already?
Are you talking about the phone call?
JD Daniels' mom.
Oh, I thought you were talking about something else. No, I'm sorry. No, she didn't. Oh, no, you know what? Somebody else named Regina was supposed to give me a call last night.
You got multiple Reginas?
Well, this Regina bought some money.
Oh.
But the other Regina, I haven't heard from. As a matter of fact, let me check my DMs.
Yeah, Nick, once those DMs come in, we'll tell everyone. We're going to ruin that commander season.
She ain't even looked at it. She ain't even opened that thing.
Oh, wow. That's a shame. Love John Red.
I called B. Mitch about that. B. Mitch was not receptive.
He's not helping?
No.
Well, he knows we're trying to ruin the commander season.
He probably.
All right, anyway, Nick, what are you thinking about today?
Yep. With Schwarber. So it's like walking down the street holding your girlfriend's hand, and then you get like the side eye, you look at the other girl walking by. You said to yourself, he's got to market himself, and that's just what he's doing. He's being smart about it. He's not going to say, you know, anything differently than what he did, because that's him marketing himself. Now the Philly's got something to think about. Maybe he's looking somewhere else, too. He's having a heck of a year. Listen, you can go the Bill Belichick route where you get interviewed and they give you nothing. He's not going to do that, right? So he's doing what's best for him. And unfortunately for the Phillies, they're going to have to open that wallet up.
Well, they are. And look, I understand the whole – and I said it, right, the marketing thing. And he knows he's going to be a free agent, and he's creating a market. His agent will, too. I'm just jealous, Nick. I'm jealous that he's flirting with another team. I want him to be a Philly for the next 3 or 4 years, and the closer we get to this, I'm like, man, we're going to let a 60-home run bat enter free agency? It's wild.
Of course. That's where we're at, though. Like, he should have been extended, I don't know, before the season or whatever, but he's not going to go and do negotiations now. He's printing money. He's going to get paid whatever the heck he wants. Someone's going to pay him.
Well, that's – Nick, you're right, man, and we appreciate the phone call. And I think he's going to get more than we thought he was going to get. So,
oh, yeah, he's about to get paid.
I know he's a DH, and DHs don't get paid what position players get paid. If he hits 60 home runs, he's going to get paid. Like, it's just – those bats don't enter free agencies. Not off of a season like this. And he looks like he's getting better as he ages. And I think people will comp him to David Ortiz, what he did down the stretch of his career, whether or not he's that good or not. That will be the comp. He's going to get paid, and the Phillies have to open up their checkbook. Otherwise, someone is going to. And I don't like hearing him talk about the teams he might play for.
It seems like he's probably, you know, I hate to be that guy, but he might be gone.
What?
I'm just saying.
Why are you doing this to us?
Well, I'm just.
Why?
Okay, I'm sorry. I take it back.
No, you don't have to take it back. I just question why you're crushing us.
No, I'm just saying because he probably feels like, you know. I mean, he's trying to get all the bread. He's probably trying to get everything.
Yeah, that's wonderful. The Phillies should give him the bread then.
They should have gave it to him a lot.
Well, they should have. All right, 215-592-9494. Final hour for your calls. And to get some more qualifiers here, Hugh Douglas trivia for a chance to be in the Midday Show Fantasy League. Our draft September 3rd at McGurk's in Roersford. And when we come back, we'll get to the state of the race in the NL East. The Phillies have opened up quite a lead. But I'm not quite ready to do something I did pretty early on last year. We'll talk about that next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. On Tuesday, August 26th, FanDuel Futures Day, a new holiday for football fans. It's 24 hours of deals on all your football season predictions. Take a flyer on the MVP race. I think a bounce back statistically from the quarterback in Kansas City is the play. And crown your champion in August. How about back-to-back championships for the team that just practiced right in front of us here at the NovaCare Complex, or parlay your division winner dark horses. Hugh Panthers, I kind of like them this year. Second year with their head coach. Yeah, there it is. And I think Tennessee's going to take a big leap with their rookie quarterback. And mark your calendars. Today's your day for your hunches, your hot takes, your calls, and your odds. Visit the FanDuel app today and start planning your futures bets now, because FanDuel's Futures Day is one day and one day only. FanDuel, play your game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.